And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 23rd of July, 2010. 1829, on this day, William Burt received a patent for his typographer, which was a typewriter, though it looked more like a record player with a swinging arm, which picked up ink and then printed a letter, and then the paper had to be manually adjusted for the next letter. It's the birthday of Raymond Chandler, born Chicago, 1888, to Irish parents. Father left the family. The mother moved them back to Ireland. Raymond grew up there and in England, moved back to America, settled in California, and eventually wrote Pulp Fiction, set in the city of Los Angeles, starring the detective Philip Marlowe. His first novel was The Big Sleep. It sold well when it came out in 1939, was made into a movie in 1946 with Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. He wrote seven more Philip Marlowe novels. Philip Marlowe, who says, "I needed a drink. I needed a lot of life insurance. I needed a vacation. I needed a home in the country. What I had was a coat, a hat, and a gun." It's the birthday of Vikram Chandra, born in New Delhi, 1961, moved to this country, go to college in California, ended up in film school at Columbia in New York, and then dropped out of film school to write a novel based on the life of James Skinner, a famous Indian-British colonel. Came out in 1995, Red Earth and Pouring Rain. Vikram Chandra, who said, "When you're a writer, you sometimes have to spend time poking at part of yourself that normal, sane people leave alone." Here's a poem for today by David Oliveira, "Why I Am Not a Vegetarian." It's not that I love animals less. A case could be made I love them more. And it's not that I love vegetables less. I love them rare, nothing more savory than raw celery, clawing and kicking its way down the gullet. What I find hard to stomach is vegetarians. If there is a vegetarian at the table, we all get called in to be witnesses at a police lineup. Cheese, eggs, fish, each suspect paraded for identification, pronounced innocent, guilty. Please take two steps forward. And it's not like there is just one canon for the good host to worry about. Each vegetarian comes with a different menu. Most won't eat anything that had legs, though many eat fish, a fin, nothing like a leg, and eat shrimp that have legs, which count as fins since they come from the sea and taste so good in a Newberg sauce. Oysters are problematic, without legs and from the sea, but mostly eaten alive, like carrots. A few pass on eggs because of the latent leg potential, though pasta is usually okay, the potential hard to realize under the marinara. One friend doesn't drink milk but asks for extra au jus for his mashed potatoes. I haven't the heart to explain what kind of a vegetable the au is or how many get squeezed to make a cup of jus. Don't misunderstand. I admire those who stand on principle, however vague. Who doesn't admire the resolve of, say, a Jerry Falwell to bear the weight of so much conviction he can hardly walk to church? Praise the Lord for limousines. As my mother would say, live and let live. Just keep the details to yourself and pass the ketchup, please. Why I Am Not a Vegetarian, a poem by David Oliveira, from A Little Travel Story, published by Harbor Mountain Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.